I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. I've hesitated in doing a show on this topic because it's pretty far afield of treasure hunting. But I'm asking you to grant me some leeway here and hear me out, and you may pick up some diet and exercise ideas that just might make you a little bit, or even a lot, healthier, and thereby a better treasure hunter. Before I start, I want to scream to you that I am not a doctor. I don't even play one on TV. And the only medical training I have is from a 6-week Air Force course that mainly taught me how to plug up sucking chest wounds. So if you decide to do any of what I'm about to tell you worked for me, please check with your doctor first. Don't blame me if your arms fall off or anything else bad happens. You're on your own here. I'm telling you only that so far, after 10 or 12 years, this has worked for me. It all started when I was diagnosed with diabetes. I had the typical symptoms, constant thirst, frequent urination, and numbness in my fingertips. I was 5'9" and weighed about 185. My doctor gave me some pills, told me to avoid sugar, lose weight, and come back in 3 months. I had tried to lose weight before, nothing serious, half-hearted attempts to exercise more and eat less. I dropped a few pounds, then picked them up again. But that diabetes terrified me. I had a friend who lost his toes, and then his sight, and then his life to the disease. So I took this seriously. I picked up a book by Dr. Atkins and based my diet on what I read there. In 3 months, I went back to my doctor. He actually laughed when I walked in. I asked him what was funny, and he said, "I tell all my overweight patients to lose weight. You're about the second one who actually did." I had dropped from 185 to 149. And get this, all my symptoms had disappeared. I got off the medicine, and since then, 10 or 12 years, I've kept my weight right around 150, give or take, up or down a little both ways. I'm on no medicine, no insulin. I'm totally symptom-free. And by the way, this isn't just a diabetic diet. It works fine with non-diabetics, too. With that introduction, here's the gist of my homemade diet. No sugar, no potatoes, no pasta, no bread, no rice, no milk, no alcohol. That's pretty much it. Well, okay, I do cheat a little bit, but this is the ideal. The common factor there is that all those things have a lot of carbs, and you want to avoid carbs. Look at food labels. They tell you how many carbs you're getting. So what's left to eat? Meat, steak, chicken, fish, hot dogs, salad, green beans are great, sugar-free desserts, low-carb ice cream. I didn't eat less, I just ate different. For breakfast, I have a roll-up of tuna salad or turkey or ham and cheese or peanut butter and sugar-free jelly on a low-carb tortilla shell. For lunch, a salad and more meat. Sometimes we go to a buffet and I eat a lot, but I'm careful to avoid the carb stuff. Hamburgers and cheeseburgers without buns are good. Just ask for them that way at McDonald's. If you want the documentation, pick up one of Dr. Atkins' books at the library, and I see them all the time at yard sales, too. The second half of the program is exercise, and I've got a secret that might shock you. I like that elliptical machine my gym has, where your feet go in a circle like you're pedaling a bike, and your arms go back and forth. Now listen up here. A recent study had two groups of people using these elliptical machines. Group 1 rode it every other day for 40 minutes at a comfortable rate of speed. Group 2 rode every other day for just 20 minutes, half the time of Group 1, but they went very fast for 8 seconds, then very slow for 12 seconds, then fast again for 8, and slow for 12, and so on. The steady all the time method the first group used is called cardio, and the fast-slow-fast-slow method the second group used is called intervals. And get this, after 4 months, the fast-slow group that did just 20 minutes lost 3 times as much weight as the steady group that did 40 minutes. So guess how I'm riding that thing now. If you do decide to try any of this, the diet or the interval exercises or both, please drop me a note in a few weeks as to how it's going for you. I think you'll find you'll be able to hunt longer, with less effort, and feel better when you're done. And now my closing ad. If you're new to metal detecting, you'll find a lot of help in my book, The Metal Detecting Manual. And if you're an old pro, you'll still pick up a ton of new tricks. Check it out at treasuremanual.com. And even if you don't order the book, you'll find a lot of free articles there too. treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.